pay off your credit card every month. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Pay off your credit card every month. It's so easy to let it drift by and just pay the higher interest rate that accumulates and do silly things like that. But that's throwing good money after bad. If you cannot make the payments on your credit card, don't make any credit calls. If your credit card is there and you are unable to make to pay it off each month, don't use it. Oh, it's easy to say it. Don't use it, because it's so easy to have there. It's so easy to go to the service station, so easy to go here and there and everywhere. Even at the supermarkets nowadays, they are allowing the credit cards to be paid for the groceries that you buy. Years ago, they didn't allow that, because that was such a tremendous money-grabbing thing, but now they want you to do that. The banks and the companies who run the credit card organizations enjoy having you have a great amount of credit owed. Now, you'd think that they'd want to be very careful about money, because if it can't be paid back, then it becomes a problem. And when it becomes a problem, then it's a circumstance that is not very easy to handle. And when it's a circumstance that's not very easy to handle, it sort of exacerbates itself. It builds up more and more and more. Pay off your credit card every month. Now, this seems like a very mundane type of thing, but let's look at it from another point of view. You have the possibility of speaking your word every single moment of your life to accomplish whatever it is that you would like to accomplish. Now, if you'd like to accomplish happiness, if you'd like to accomplish joy and peace and harmony, then you start filling that account with happiness, joy, peace, and harmony. Now, in your world, there is a lack of harmony, and things just don't seem to be going well, and people are arguing with one another, and people are not getting along very well, and people are having temper tantrums and wanting to do very unhappy things. And as this comes up, you think to yourself, now, why is this coming up? What has happened to my credit card account, my credit card account of happiness? What has happened to that account? Well, you owe a lot on it, and the debt is just getting bigger and bigger. How do you pay off your credit card account of happiness? That seems like something that you cannot touch, but you surely can. You pay off your credit card account of happiness by doing things that make you happy. You're not going out into the world to make other people happy. You do things to make you happy. And this seems to be sort of like me alone or me only or me first sort of thing. And that's exactly what it is. The people in this world who don't recognize that if you don't take care of yourself, you won't be able to take care of anybody else. If you are not a happy person as you walk around this world, you will not create other people in your world happy, and other people in your world, you'll just create people in your world who are the same as you are. So if you have people in your world who are unhappy and who are not filled with joy and peace and harmony all the time, that only means that you're not filled with joy and peace and harmony, that you have a debt in your credit card of happiness. To be happy, you go around with a smile on your face, even though you might not feel like it. To be happy, you look for joy, you look for peace, you look for harmony, you look for things that make you happy. If you look for things that make you unhappy, that just adds to your debit. If you look for things that make you happy, that pays off your credit card. that pays off your credit card of happiness, that builds up a reserve in your credit account of happiness. Same goes for money. If you go around wanting everything that you do not have a sufficient flow of capital at the moment to buy, and you go and buy it on your credit card, you're going to be unhappy with that. That's going to bring you in harmony. That's going to bring you not a piece that you think you'd like. Oh, you'd like that special object that you want to buy. And so you go out and you use your credit card to buy it. And then the day comes, you have to pay it. 30 days later, you have to pay that thing off. Or else you have to pay 12% interest or whatever the current interest is may be. And that's very silly. Just imagine giving away money like that. Just imagine doing that. You think, well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. I can pay it on an installment program so it'll be paid off in a long time. Well, yes, they keep adding interest to it and allowing you to pay and allowing you to get deeper and deeper in debt. Well, if you go around and you don't find happiness where you go, you're going to get deeper and deeper in debt in your happiness account. And there's no way to pay off the happiness account except by being happy. There's no way to pay off your credit card account except by putting money in there. Now, how are you going to pay off your happiness account? How are you going to pay off your health account? How are you going to pay off your relationship account? How are you going to pay off your money account? You don't have the money. Well, if you start acting in a way that makes you a happy person, you'll have happiness in your life. If you start acting in a way that makes you a wealthy person, you'll have wealth in your life. How do you deal with money, which is a cold, hard fact? How do you deal with money when you don't have it? Well, you deal with money, if you don't have it, by not spending it. By not going out and making charges and wishing that you had somebody to help pay for it, but just by not going out, by going out and delighting in the world and delighting in the world without having a bunch of charges. Now, everyone has a certain amount of money coming in every month for them to use. It may be little or it may be a lot. Those who have a lot have built up that attitude of mind, that ability, that consciousness, and then they have it. Those who have a little have built up that little bit of attitude. I never have enough. I never have this. You see, thoughts are things, and our thoughts, our words, are things that bring into our life what we are. Now, if we say, I'm independently wealthy, you say, oh, come on now, I'm not independently wealthy. Well, there you go. You've already cut yourself off. You've already told yourself that you're not independently wealthy just because that's the appearance. Well, now, you may have the appearance of non-happiness in your life, and you may go around with a grouch attitude, and you may feel very discontent all the time, and that will continue until you stop acting grouchy, discontented, and unhappy. When you start acting happy, when you start looking at the world to find happiness wherever it may be, you'll find that it's there. It really is there. It's just a matter of you putting it into motion, you investing in that activity, in that account. Now, if you want a happiness account, you got to build it up with happiness. Happy thoughts, happy attitudes, happy relationships. If you had a money account, you got to start building it up with the money. And the money doesn't necessarily start in cold, hard cash. Happiness doesn't start in actual happiness facts. It starts in an attitude. So money, too, starts in an attitude. It starts in an attitude that I'm independently wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. That doesn't mean I spend money. That means I have it. I'm independently wealthy. I'm able to do anything I want to do, but I don't have the desire to do a lot of things because it really is not that important to me. If I had enough to eat, if I had enough to drink, if I had enough to wear, if I had enough just to be very pleased and very happy, I'd be very content. But I keep making comparisons. I keep comparing myself to somebody else, I keep looking at things and wishing for them and wanting them, wanting things that really are not anything that I would have wanted if I could afford it. You take a wealthy person, and we always use Bill Gates, he's a good example. Now, Bill Gates can go out and buy anything he wants, anytime he wants, from any place he wants, and no thought about it. Why doesn't he do it? Why doesn't he have 200 or 300 pairs of trousers? He only wants to wear one or two pair at a time. Why doesn't he have closets filled with clothing, and closets filled with shoes, and closets filled with... Well, that doesn't please him. Some people... That pleases them. That's their wealth. Their wealth are all the shoes they could possibly have, and they never even wear them. Why is it that we would want something that we wouldn't even wear? Why would we want a closet full of clothes when what we want is what we want at the moment we want it? Now, if Bill Gates said to himself, okay, I'd like to have a nice pair of designer jeans, and I'd like a nice shirt and socks and so forth. And so he said to his valet, or he says to his employee, I am going to want this shirt, this trousers, and so forth, and so pick it up for me. So the man goes out to the store and buys what Bill has asked him to buy, and brings it home and puts it in the closet. So in the morning, when Bill gets up, he goes to the closet, and there is exactly what he wants. Now, the closet isn't filled with things. It only has things that please him, that delight him, clothing that makes him feel comfortable. He doesn't wish for things just because they exist. He doesn't wish for things just because other people have them. He seeks those things that make him happy specifically. And really, one suit of clothes at a time make you happy. You say, well, I got a closet full, and boy, I can choose any time I want. Well, you got a whole store full. You can choose any time you want to. And it's a lot cheaper going down to the store and buying exactly what you want at the moment you want it than to have a closet filled with clothes that you say, what shall I wear? And you must wear something that you already have. A person who doesn't fill their closet with clothing but buys what they want when they want it has more wonderful clothing than anybody else in the world, because they have the entire store. Not one store, maybe 100 stores. They know which store it is that they want for that particular thing. They have the sporting goods store for those items. They have the quality stores for those items. They have the inexpensive stores for those items. Not that everything has to be expensive. They go to a modest store and buy clothing that pleases them. They say of Bill, his favorite food is a hamburger. He may have changed it over time, but he was a multi-billionaire, and he still loved hamburgers, and perhaps he still does. Now, you might call that a modest food. Well, if it serves his taste, and it serves his desire, and if it fulfills what he desires for himself, then that's what he wants. Now, he's a very wealthy man, one of the wealthiest men in the world, and yet he does not go out and not squander the money. That's not the point. He does not go out and chase after things and get them that he doesn't want. He only chooses to have those things in his life which please him. You and I are just as wealthy as Bill Gates. He can go to a store and buy something. We can go to the same store and buy something. And it's just a matter of, if we were to check on the clothing budget of Bill Gates, for instance, we'd find it to be quite similar to a normal, successful person's budget. And why is that? Because you only have time to wear so much clothing. You only have time to have so much experiences in your life. So if you keep your credit card up to date, if you keep it paid up every month, you find that if your credit card is in the area of happiness, you will have all the happiness you know how to use. If your credit card is in abundance, money, You will have all the money that you could possibly use. You will just live in a state of wonderful abundance, wonderful prosperity. This is our choice. This is our choice. Now, where and how do we want to maintain our credit card accounts? And we have lots of credit card accounts. Credit cards accounts in health and wealth and happiness and abundance and many other areas. How is your credit card account of health? Is it paid off? Do you live in your healthy body? Do you live in your healthy mind? Do you live in your healthy environment? Do you live in your healthy attitudes? How is your success, happiness, health, right action, peace? How is your relationship account? Are you surrounded by beautiful beings just like yourself? Do you have many wonderful friends that make your life fulfilled and happy? Do you create this? Do you make this happen? That's exactly the way you make abundance happen, by associating with it, by living with it, by having that be who and what you are. Make sure that your credit card accounts, all of them, in all areas, are paid up to date every month. Maintain that up to date balance by having all of the fulfillment of anything you could ever desire, because it's there right now. It's waiting for you. It's up to you. It's up to me to say, I accept. And when I say I accept, all that the world is all that I am. Think on these things and let them be something meaningful, powerful, desirable, and fulfilling in your life. For it truly is right now. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.